Well, hi there. This is a Sojourner speaking to you from the Sojourner's World Hub, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are listening around the world. We have people in Australia and Singapore and India and Africa and other parts of Asia and Europe, from Great Britain, from Canada, from Uruguay and South America, and from all over the United States. And we want to welcome you. This is an exciting time for us because this is an anniversary message, because this is the anniversary of Sojourners having been started when God told me that I could finally start it after telling me years before. But he told me I could finally start it 8 years ago. And so here we are at the 8th anniversary of Sojourners. And the scripture that we'll be using for this session is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And Paul is writing to the Ephesians, and he says, it was he, now the he here is God, is the Lord, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, but by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful schemes. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. You know, God gave us all Sojourners. He gave us all Sojourners Fellowship. He gave this to us. It's a gift. It was from him. It was inspired by him. And the first Sunday in August of 2001 was the day of our first service. There we were, Mrs. Sojourner and I, the only earthly participants. Yes, just the two of us. I always counted at least five with the participation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Just made me feel better to think there were five of us. I did not count the angels. I felt in the Spirit as I had no way of counting them. It was more than 6 months before our prayers produced the first new member of Sojourners Fellowship. You know, I think many times people start and they want to have a whole congregation at first. I never had that feeling. Still do not have that feeling. I am not, and I guess the Lord has put this in me, I am not so interested in the numbers of people that I'm ministering to as I am the depth to which I am ministering to in the numbers that the Lord gives me. That has always been the most important thing. Another thing is that we're building the kingdom, not our kingdom. Now, the main concepts had been given to me 37 years earlier. Yes, I said 37 years earlier. But I had not been given the go-ahead until 2001. Prior to being told, now is the time to start, we had been invited to a service by a pastor of a church about 40 miles away, who had told us a prophet was to be a guest speaker at his church, and he wanted me to meet him. We went as invited, and the prophet found himself, whenever in our presence, unable to stop prophesying regarding what was about to happen with us in starting a work for the Lord. Now, as you might imagine, we were fairly excited about this. But what did we do with this information that he gave us? Well, first of all, we needed confirmation. So much like Jesus' mother had done, we pondered these things in our hearts. Things began to happen, though, just as had been prophesied. We found it amusing, and I mean amusing, because he had told us, you feel like your feet are in concrete, but they're not. You're on a launching pad. Little did we realize until later, the two men the Holy Spirit sent to our home to confirm that we were to start a new work right there were not only in ministry, but they had been rocket scientists. So here we were. He said we were on a launching pad, and God sends two. Remember, two is the number of adequate witness, and they're witnessing to what he had said, but he sent us rocket scientists. Sojourners Fellowship was birthed about a month later. So now it's been 8 years. The intervening years have seen many interesting things happen. Perhaps the most interesting was my wife and I helping six other ministries get started while little seemed to be happening within the very fellowship entrusted to us. Yes, we helped six other ministries get started. We did not become faint of heart. Now let me point out to you here that when you see the faint of heart in the New Testament, and we're admonished not to become faint or not to faint in the work that we're to do, the word faint there, if you go to the original Greek, that word faint, now listen to me, it's very important. That word faint does not mean to pass out. Now that may be what it means in English, but the word translated faint there from the Greek means just to slow down or to back off. Not to even stop, but just to not be as vigorous about it. That's fainting in the scriptural sense. But you see, when you have waited 37 years to do something, a bit of patience is developed, believe me. If you wait 37 years, knowing you're supposed to do something and not even knowing it's going to be 37 years, we had no idea that it was going to be 37. It could have been 47 years. But it wasn't. It was 37. It was not as if, by the way, I had been sitting around those 37 years waiting for permission to start. No. I had been in various forms of ministry all that time. And even while we were helping these other ministries that I was talking about get started, start their own ministries, we continued on with our assignment. So we didn't faint, we didn't slow down on what we were to do with the sojourners, but we helped others as well. I believe that this was one of the things that proved that we were not building our own little empire. That God used that to show that we were faithful, to demonstrate to us that we would be faithful. We could have very easily said, no, we're building our own thing. But you see, Sojourners was never our own thing. It's always been God's thing that He blessed us with the assignment to do. Many times we were teaching and working with more people outside of Sojourners Fellowship than inside. And that continues actually, pretty much today. But we are building the kingdom. We are not building our kingdom. Then I built a website, or should I say, the Holy Spirit and I built a website since I had no training to do so. Now we minister to people around the world on a daily basis, with over 2.5 million hits having been recorded on that website in 7 years. So we didn't start the website right off, but about a year into it, then we started the website. Now we, and when I say we, I mean all sojourners, must reach all with whom each of us comes in contact, giving out the good news. And why is this? Because the days are short, my friends. The days are very short. The kingdom must be expanded. One, and we call our little home churches or office churches or wherever we meet, we call them pods. You see, the kingdom must be expanded one pod at a time for the glory of God and the fulfilling of our mission. The important thing is, do we fulfill our mission? Most people would say, well, your mission should be this number or that number, or should be done this way. I'm not interested in what most people would say or think. I'm only interested in what the Word tells me and what the Holy Spirit tells me. When the Word comes alive and speaks to me from the pages, when the Holy Spirit comes to me and says, this is what I want you to do next, then this is what we do. Now, I know I'm talking a lot about myself here, but I'm trying to give you a perspective as to just exactly who we are and what we're about. Oh, yes, do we still have the Lord wanting us to send people out in the small motor homes to travel the highways and the byways of America to spread the gospel and set up more pods? Absolutely, we do. But you see, this is done in His time. This is what I've learned over those 37 years. Believe me, 37 years before this started. And of course, now we've got to add 8 years to the 37 that since the Lord gave me the inspiration to do it and the instructions to do it, I have learned to wait on the Lord. And I will tell you something I learned about waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, I believe to be absolutely one of the purest forms of worship you can have. Because not to wait on the Lord is called rebellion. Unfortunately, many people think that waiting is to doing nothing. No, we continue to do what we knew to do. We continue to do the general orders of the day in reaching people and witnessing to people, in praying for people. We continue to do that. But we did not step across the line and say, well, we'll set this up now. I'll do this now. I've been waiting 5 years or 7 years or 27 years. But when the Word came, we were ready. We responded. And during that time, I must tell you, the Holy Spirit did a lot of instruction. The Holy Spirit showed me many things and taught me many things. And now, as I look at what's happening in the world around me, I know why. Because this is a last days ministry. This is a ministry that reaches people in order that when the Lord comes, they can meet Him in the air. That's the purpose. That is the purpose. That is what we must do. Those of you who are able to download our little bulletin from the internet, you'll see that I have on the second page, I have a picture of a person climbing a mountain. And beside that, I put these words that the Holy Spirit gave me to put there. Reaching for the higher life, seeking God with all my heart. That's what we do. And we do it for His glory. We do it for the kingdom, not our kingdom. So we're thankful that we have now celebrated our 8th anniversary with Sojourners. And we have some wonderful people. And many of you who contact us from around the world are wonderful people, and we're so thankful we've been able to minister to you, to answer questions, to lift up your spirits, to help you in times when you just felt completely beaten down. Some of you that we know in person, and we're pleased that we've been able to do that as well. Have we had some sad moments? Yes, we've had some people pass. They've gone on to be with the Lord, but we still miss them. We still miss them very much. But we will not faint. We will not slow down. We will continue at a pace that we can handle, that the Lord instructs, moving no faster and no slower than He expects. My friends, if you would want to serve this same God, this God that has blessed us so many times, I could spend hours telling you of the miraculous things that have happened over these 8 years and before that. If you would like to know this God of power, the creator of the universe, if you would like to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for the times that I have rebelled. I'm sorry for the times that I've fallen short. Come into my heart. I want to serve my Lord Jesus because I do accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I will serve you. I give myself to you freely. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're a believer. You're in the family. If Jesus comes in the next 5 minutes or the next 50 years and you're living, you will meet Him in the air. And if your body is not living and you are not there, your body will rise and meet Him before those who are living do. But my friends, to be absent from the body, the Word tells us, is to be present with the Lord. If you need some help, if you want someone to pray with you, to talk with you, to help instruct you, help you learn, that's why we're here. Contact me, thesojourner@sojournershub.org. That's my email. Very simple, thesojourner@sojournershub.org. We'll get back with you. We'll work with you. We'll do everything we can to help you in your relationship with the living Christ. So now, my friends, I will conclude this message with this blessing. The blessings of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.